The highest court in military-ruled Myanmar dismissed opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's latest bid for freedom today, turning down an appeal to end 14 years of house arrest. Executive Director at Burma Campaign UK, Anna Roberts, says that Junta is trying to keep Suu Kyi from stirring up opposition before the country's elections.
The regime in Burma remain very scared of Aung San Suu Kyi, and I think it's a recognition of how much popular appeal and power that she still has in Burma among the general public, and why the regime feels that they have to keep her imprisoned, because they know as soon as they release her, as they have done in the past. The last example was in 2003, when they thought that they'd quashed all sort of opposition. And they released Aung San Suu Kyi, and she drew thousands and thousands of crowds, and still retains massive appeal and power. So I think it's a real central part of the regime's so-called sort of roadmap and their fake elections that they're planning to hold later this year, so that they need to really crush all opposition. So that means keeping Aung San Suu Kyi in detention. Obviously, there are more than 2,000 political prisoners in Burma at the moment, more than double than there were in 2003 or even before the uprising in 2007. And also, we see an increase in attacks against ethnic people in eastern Burma as well. And it's all because the regime wants to crush all opposition so it can triumph in its fake elections later this year.